Hello and welcome to the Meg Method Podcast, the podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life. Today is just a quick one from me and it is a journal prompt. I want you to think about the last time that you felt like a loser. You felt like you were a disappointment, you missed the mark and you didn't quite get the result you want. I want you to think about that time. And then I want you to write down how being a loser positively served you. Now, you might be sitting there thinking like, what on earth are you talking about, Meg? I felt like a loser. I lost. But actually, I strongly believe that just because you didn't win, it doesn't mean you're a loser. There is actually so much to gain from not winning. Not being the winner teaches you about humility, patience, delayed gratification, grief, character, self-worth, respect, effort, resilience, kindness, gratitude, perseverance, change, mastery, admiration, vulnerability. Think what words come to mind for you. Maybe actually feeling like a loser gave you a bit of security, a feeling of safety. Because if you're convinced you're a loser, then it doesn't really matter if you didn't win. You didn't expect that from yourself anyway. Think about that time you last felt like a loser and actually write down all the ways that it served you positively, that actually in its own small way, it was a win. Not winning will either relight your fire or it will redirect you to start a new one. Do you want to approach life with a scarcity mindset? That's thinking that you can only get to the top of the podium if others lose. Or do you want to have an abundance mindset, a growth mindset? This is knowing that you got to the top because others won. Envy and jealousy will never serve you, but admiration and inspiration will take you further than you imagined. And I will tell you now, I don't coach losers, but I will coach anyone who didn't get the win they wanted today. Just something to think about. Be kind, be curious, big love, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.